Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 1. It is a privilege and an honor to preach God's word this morning. I'm grateful for it, and I pray that God will make me a blessing to your life. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I'd like to preach for a few minutes this morning a sermon entitled the supremacy of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you know, those of you that have been tuning in on Wednesday nights, the theme of the letter to the Hebrews is Jesus is better. He is the only one that is worthy of the faith of each individual human being. He is the only way of salvation. He is the only way to satisfaction. He is all that God has to say to us. Virtually every believer agrees that this letter is all about presenting the supremacy of the Lord Jesus Christ. One Sunday evening, after announcing this text, Charles Spurgeon said, "I have nothing to do tonight but to preach Jesus Christ." And I have nothing to do this morning but to preach Jesus Christ. This is in keeping with New Testament Christianity. Acts chapter 5, as we see the early church in Acts 5, 42, the Bible says, "And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ." The reason that we have taken time out of our mornings this morning to come to a drive-in service is because we long to hear Christ preached. We long to praise Him. We long to learn more about Him. We are Christians. Jesus is the center of who we are. We should learn to think about global pandemics the way Jesus would have us to think about global pandemics. We should serve the way Jesus would have us serve, and we should serve Him and Him alone. We must remain in these days where we are living in different times. We must remain Christ-centered. No matter what's going on around us, no matter what's going on inside of our hearts, we must center ourselves on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the supreme one of heaven. He is the reason that we meet. He is the reason that we live, breathe, and have our being. It's in Him and through Him, and to Him are all things. Jesus is the center of who we are. He is supreme. In Acts chapter 8, verse number 5, we see the same principle. Verse 35, chapter 9, verse 20. And in 1 Corinthians 2, 2, Paul says, I don't want to know anything among you except Jesus and Him crucified. You do not have to know many things to make a big difference, but you have to know one thing well. And each of us should be so well acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ that, like the disciples, when people get around us, they can tell that we've been around Jesus. The Father says in the Gospel according to Matthew that He is well pleased with Jesus. In John 16, Jesus tells us that the mission of the Holy Spirit is to make Jesus known. Christ is the center of it all. This letter was written to Jewish Christians who had never seen Christ, yet believed, like you and me. Hebrews shows us the supremacy of Jesus, and therefore it exalts the sufficiency of Jesus. What do we mean this morning by supremacy? The word means superior to all others in rank, authority, power, or status. Jesus is supreme over all things. There is nothing that he is not supreme over. And none of us know as much about Jesus as we could or really should. In the Chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis, the famous author, communicates this truth about having more of Christ to learn about. When Lucy walks up to Aslan, the lion, who is the symbol of Jesus, and Aslan says to her, "Welcome." And she says, "Aslan, you're bigger. You've gotten bigger." And he says to Lucy, "That's only because you're older, little one." And she says, "It's not because you are." And he says, "I am not, but every year you grow, you will find me bigger." Every year we grow as Christians, we will find Christ higher, more exalted, more supreme, greater. And if Jesus does not mean more to you now than he did when you became a Christian, then you're not growing the way that you should. We grow according to how much of Jesus we know, how much of Jesus we exalt, and how much of Jesus we tell to a lost and dying world. The first thing we see in Hebrews is that Jesus is the supreme eloquence of God. He is the supreme word of God. There is nothing else that God has to say to us except Jesus. Look what the text says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 1. Jesus is the supreme word of God. God at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. From Genesis to Malachi, God used different men. He communicated his word to those men, and those men communicated that word to the people. There was no direct access to God. The prophet had to bring the word to you. But in these last days, verse 2 says, he has spoken unto us by his Son. He no longer has to speak. He has spoken perfectly. If you want to hear what God has to say, you come to Jesus. God has nothing more to add, nothing more to say. If you say something perfect, you can close your mouth. Jesus is the perfection of all that God has to say to you and me. The wording here suggests that the person of the Son contains everything that God wants to say. The Old Testament leads up to Jesus. The New Testament Gospels show us who he is. And the letters from Acts shows us how he spread throughout the world. And then the letters from Romans all the way to Revelation just teach us what he did and what he's going to do. He is the center of the Word of God. Not only is he the center of the written Word, he is the living Word himself. Jesus is the supreme Word of God. John chapter 1, verse number 1, we find out that Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus is the greatest sermon ever preached. He is God's sermon, preached and spoken. He is the living Word of God. God hath spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father, ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light to each descending man, revealing God to man. Jesus is the supreme Word of God because he is the supreme Son of God. And because he is the supreme Son of God, he is also the supreme inheritor of all things. The text said that Jesus hath been appointed heir of all things. It is a natural flow from sonship to being an heir. His inheritance is twofold. He inherits all of creation as creator. All that you see belongs to him. The old Dutch theologian Abraham Kuyper said, "There's not a daisy, there's not a star, there's not a mountain, there's not a blade of grass over which Christ does not say,
mine.